right.
Let me start this shit. All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here.
Mm-hmm. BRT Podcast is back.
We ain't leaving. We
for
never
the
left.
Second time. Episode 14 for the second time.
Yeah, man, we made it to 14. That's what is it? Monday, September 9th. Mm-hmm. Episode 14.
Episode 14.
And we're gonna keep on going.
We're going strong. Oh, broken round table. Yeah. Just beginning.
So ain't nobody gonna stop us.
No stopping, no slowing down.
Yeah, man. You know what? I actually saw a post on Facebook earlier this week. Mm. So it was this black girl, and somebody put up a meme. Clowning. So they put a picture up. So they juxtaposed two pictures, right? So you got one picture of, so it's about black women. Mm. So a picture of black women in the 60s at like a rally doing the thing, right? The black fist. And then that picture was right beside a picture of black women of today twerking and showing a lot of skin. So
I don't mind that sometimes.
So the caption was black women of yesterday and black women of today. Like what happened, something like that, right? Mm. But so that was a friend of mine from back in the day, he posted that, right? Like what happened. Basically it's saying what happened to women today.
Mm-hmm. I would like to
know. Well,
our black women today.
But it goes for every race.
Our black women.
But
today,
listen, but hold
we're
on
talking
a, hold
about
on a
black
second
women.
Though. Yeah. So about. she threw the argument like sideways, man. She went in on him for real.
Yeah.
So she goes, she brought up an example of the protests, like a lot of black protests that's happening like in Toronto.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at the images. Those are black women that are protesting for our rights. And she showed so
we still have it going on today.
Yeah, we got black women in the streets.
Yeah, it happens.
So
people are selective when they do shit.
Exactly.
Like
so her point was, and she made another good point. She goes, these are the same women. Like, okay, they're women like to party. They're partying in whatever clothes they're wearing. But these are the same women that
are out there
fighting for black men. So let them live. So her point was, let women live.
Yeah,
and I kind of agree with that.
Control that shit.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. So,
but again, it's what they put out there for us to see, and people just buy into that shit all the time.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's the thing with the and since the topic is mob mentality, it's a very good start to.
I know we didn't even hit you with the topic, so that is our topic today. Well, mob mentality.
That's why I wanted to bring it up because
gangs and gangsters.
When you think about it. So one meme or one GIF or something like that you see on the internet, like people start sharing that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
they get carried away with that image.
Yeah.
That's an everyday thing.
And not
so.
Really think about. Because even back then, with the black women showing power fist, there were black women that partied too. It's just fashion that changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, right? So.
Right,
and the dance styles that change.
That's why I said I don't mind that twerking stuff, man. I don't mind seeing it some now and times, you know.
It doesn't mean that, you know, you can fight for your own.
You can dance and fight,
have a good time.
You can dance
and go out there and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so.
And then most of these rallies, too, sometimes when they turn into like festivals and that shit like that, you see them start getting on bad after there, you know? So.
Yeah, man.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
That's what we do, son. We know how to. We're not a part.
And then going back to what we were saying before is when the white people turn around and say, hey, we're not a part of that. And then they call the cops. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Eh? But yeah, man, I just thought that was something interesting that happened this week on the feed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is true. We got our sisters are out there, too. So don't get it twisted.
More power to the ones that are doing it, man.
Yeah. And so I sent out... Black Beauty to her for the, our episode number 5, I
good
think it
episode
was. And
for her to hear,
she brought up a good point too. She's like, three black men talking about beauty standards and women. I'm like, you know what?
But actually, no, we said that.
No, so I sent it to her knowing that she would pick that up, and I'm glad that she picked that up because it's a fair point.
It is, right? But yeah, I think Steven's right. We did a follow-up.
Yeah,
it's just that was just our opinion, and we did do a follow-up.
Exactly.
And we should a lot of our opinions too, because from what we see, it's exactly. our views, yeah, right? Yeah. On what from we see. So, yeah. And we also said that we're going to bring, because we're still going to touch base on that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to bring Jay, that right? back. And, oh, yeah, I forgot yeah. we did bring
that. That was Beauty Standards.
We did, yeah, part two.
Yes, I mean, totally. We could do some more.
Yeah, not I could. Bet we will be doing we some will. More. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just to get more perspective and some different. We yeah, got what it's like in...
And that's what
yeah.
we wanted, too. It's, yeah, you're right. That exactly. was good. That was good.
Yeah. So I knew she was going to come with that because she seems like a bright girl. So I knew that response was coming. So
yeah. Like, for listeners, with every topic we do, we're open to going back into it however many times because we have a short time to cover really, really big topics.
Yeah,
and we can't cover every point. Yeah. We can't cover every angle, every perspective. Sometimes we're recording and we're not even thinking about certain perspectives until exactly. after. It's like, ah, yeah, yeah. we could have covered this.
Man, when we first started this, that's was like after our first episode, we were like, shit, man, we yeah. could have said this, we could have said yeah. that, we could have yeah. brought this up.
But and we could do a shitload of research before our topics, but we want it to be like our conversations.
Yeah, that's broken. What this
is about, and right? and I'm yeah. pretty sure you guys don't want us out there for like 3 hours yeah, on an episode sound like or something like that. So we have to cut it somewhere.
Oh, like a lecture?
Yeah, we'll get yeah, back.
I can do a lecture. I can lecture,
not,
folks.
Not on the podcast.
If you want that, yeah. let us know.
Not on this podcast.
let us know. I can give a lecture.
The broken around table lecture.
Yeah, so topic.
Yeah, mob mentality.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, yes. man. Group mentality.
Actually, I like that saying.
Gang mentality.
Group mentality. Crowd psychology. It is a group of people of whatever. You know what I mean? You know, whether it's a culture thing, whether it's whatever they're bringing up, it's just a group thing, right?
Pack mentality.
To know why they do it.
They got.
Well, what is mob mentality, right?
You know, every time I see anybody talking about the mob or when you see the actual members of the mob talking on TV and this and that, it's usually I always talking about family. You know what I mean? They're talking about being close, like family, whatever it is. It's always formed like from
mob mentality?
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Wait, like, you're talking about like actual like mob?
Mobs and that stuff. Oh, like that. So yeah. that's why I'm looking at when it comes to mob mentality, group mentality, gang mentality, like all of that, right?
Right.
So,
okay. But, so you're talking about like. The traditional, you're talking about Italian mobs.
Italian mobs.
The Italian mob is one of the main for that, yeah, but yeah.
Right. Okay.
But it's just what...
It's funny because Italian, that's what actually formed our a lot of black culture. They mm-hmm. back in the day, that's what kind of brought gangster rap to the forefront because they used to watch a lot of the gangster movies are mostly...
Even gangs itself.
About Italian mobsters, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
And... So I read something somewhere that said that that's what kind of formed the gangster rap era. It's these dudes that were interested in those gangster movies.
Yeah.
And
you hear a lot of the terms, like the mob terms. You hear that in the gangster music.
Right.
The same terms that they would use in the
calling someone a don.
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah.
And in a lot of their videos, some of the videos, I should say too, they kind of go back to those times.
Mm-hmm. You think it's our way in some sense of being a mob, but you know through music, of course. But never mind, because we do have gangs.
Yes,
we've had gangs.
No, so but hold on. To go back to that point, yeah, I say the answer to that is yes, because the that's what hip-hop did for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It brought us together.
Yeah.
So, like, we didn't... Hip-hop started because, one of the main things for hip-hop and what it did in the 80s and the late 80s is that it gave us a voice and it brought us together.
And that was even started from, like, what, the crack... epidemic and that stuff like that.
I think
too,
it was before. Of that, yeah, but that, that so was
what when it went main.
That was part of it too.
Yeah,
when I it mean got they like spoke about name. That too.
Yeah.
So hip hop did for us what. Sure. So to answer that question that you were saying, that's it brought us. That's what groups do, right? They come together. They have something in common.
That's what I was talking about the family part. And like they come bringing together. People close together, and they would look at us and like we share the same idea. or try to shame the same idea or whatever, you know what I mean? And you guys work together for whatever the cause is.
Right? All right. So. Well, hold on. All right, so let's swing this because talking about mob mentality or crowd or herd mentality, whatever you want to call it, pack mentality, it's they're pretty much, the term pretty much means, or the term is describing how people or individuals are easily
follow.
Influenced
by okay.
people around them.
Yeah.
So they adapt behaviors, you know, you purchase
of the group, right.
items, yeah. Yeah. you know, yeah. you follow trends based on
what's going on in that
yeah,
group.
What's or going on in the group at that yeah. moment. And yeah. it's not necessarily just the friends and whatnot. Like you could be just out because you could be an intelligent individual, just for lack of a better explanation. You could be, you know, a certain type of individual that doesn't really get into violence or doesn't get rowdy,
yeah.
anything like that. But in a crowd,
it brings out a different side.
It's kind of like you're out of control. And right. even when you look back at situations like that where you've been in a group and you've done something a little bit rowdy, you're that's not really me, but...
Yeah. But everybody,
that's not you know what? Do, but.
Everybody else is doing it.
You know what? Right. It does
you get
happen
carried away easily.
Even with friends sometimes. You know what I mean? Like when you get to just having a friend, you would find yourself like when you really step back and be like, you know, the things I used to do when I was younger.
Yeah.
Wasn't really what I planned to but you know what I mean? It happened because I was around this group of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's how that happens,
that's what
right?
That is, so. Yes. So you could do like silly, violent or bizarre things that you wouldn't normally do. But because you're in that crowd that's, you know, behaving a certain way. And you see it a lot after, like, sport games. People get all rioty. And it's funny because while I was looking this, while I was doing, like, reading this up a little bit, it's weird because I want to angle it towards how it affects blacks. So, of course, we have to speak about the media.
Yeah.
And it's funny how they use the psychology of mob mentality as an excuse for, say, you know, whites behaving rowdy after a hockey game or some shit like that.
Okay.
But when it's blacks maybe looting a store, it's the same thing, but they blame the individual, whereas when it's whites after a game or something like that, they actually use the excuse of mob mentality because it is a psychology and it is something that is real.
You know that individual
you don't really hold the individual as responsible because of the whole mob
group
mentality
thing.
Psychology.
Yeah.
But they don't do it with blacks.
Yeah.
I know you'll notice that.
Well, obviously.
You'll never say that. But yeah.
Only black folks could be criminals and thugs.
You guys have noticed that on every episode we're always touching something like that. Every episode, man.
Wait, so why
are singled out, man?
We're
right
at everyone. Right? We know that.
Yeah. So like why is that? So if black people something happens and black folks start rioting and looting.
Mm-hmm.
It's because look at these thugs.
Yeah. But they never say that.
So when it's of the other race, or I'm not sure if I've ever seen we don't live in certain parts of the world where we would see other races.
You see it here. You see it here after hockey games. That's why I use hockey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like other than. We see the white riots and stuff.
I'm saying other races. How do they label
other races when? Because I'm sure people riot and protest and loot all across. The world, right? Like even right now, what's going on in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny. So let me speak on that a little bit because they actually got something accomplished by protesting.
Yeah. They right. always do, actually.
I was just right. I was going to say, the Chinese people always seem to get to their point.
I remember, was it early last year or maybe the year before? There was an instance of police brutality. I think it was some part of China, or it might have been Japan. I'm not too sure. But I remember reading the story. And so there was one instance of police brutality. And they got their asses kicked. It was the whole...
Because they know how people stood up. It's sad, but they know between their people, amongst themselves, they know that whole unity.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
They know how they have that.
Well,
they have
okay. That, so right? here's what I find the big difference is. Mm-hmm. So there were protests in some extradition law in Hong Kong that would extradite people from Hong Kong to China, where they were afraid that they won't be represented equally or respectfully.
Yeah.
So this started like a month ago or so.
Yeah.
Right. These protests in the streets. Mm-hmm. So the police did what they had to do. They tried to. But here's what I find that's different from their protests and the protests that we have over here.
Okay.
They stayed the course, bro.
Mm.
They stayed the course. It wasn't because usually I find that protests over here, people get out. Okay, so, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, fuck the police, whatever, right? Police brutality. They want to protest it. They do it for like 2 days, 3 days, and then that's a wrap.
That's it. But these guys stand their ground, though, man.
For a month.
Yeah.
Until I think it was the prime minister. I'm not sure who she was, but her last name is Lam, I believe. They're gonna withdraw that extradition bill.
Yeah,
that's the story of their ex. It's criminals.
Going
to China for trial.
For trial, yeah.
As opposed to
staying in Hong Kong,
staying right there and get So it's a bias.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing that's happening. Exactly. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. So the people of Hong Kong, they don't want that, right? Mm-hmm. And they protested. They stayed every night, every day, every night. Mm-hmm. They came out. Police tried their best with the tear gas and all that stuff. They even got violent with the crowd a few times.
Yeah.
But they stayed. And now the pressure from the people.
Yeah.
Think about what, we're learning a lesson of democracy from China, bro.
I was going to say just that. That's a communist country.
Like, son. Mainland China is communist. And that's why they didn't want that extradition bill.
Oh, yeah, that's why they didn't
want
to go there. Yeah, that's true.
Because remember, Hong Kong was a British colony.
Yeah.
And I believe they're democratic.
What I was going to say is when you think of it, you push people to their last, you know what I mean? Like, it comes to a point where
if you're going to
use that. That's what I'm saying.
No, I was going to say, remember, they tried that with us in slavery. They've only got so far, right?
Wait.
And I'm talking about with our freedom and stuff like that.
So, I'm glad you brought that up. So, would you say that was the last time that we didn't take shit and we actually...
When you look at it, because people look at it... I think we discussed this. People look at it like, okay, there was slavery, we were always pushed, and that was pretty much it. For our freedom today, and I swear we discuss this, for our freedom today, I don't think they realize that it was us who actually stood up and said, fuck this.
Yeah.
We're not taking this shit no more. Yes. And we fought back to the point where they couldn't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
And then we got our freedom.
Yeah, they were given no choice. So.
People were think it was like a choice. Like we sat down here and talked with them. It's like, no, man.
No, we got up and had to fight. We spoke about this in an episode.
That's what I'm saying. Man. That's what I mean.
People think that we were given our freedom.
Our freedom.
Yeah.
But we had to stand there.
No, man, we had to fight.
Enough whites
are getting murdered. So it's like, we got to end this.
I feel like if we, even as in our culture, if we get pushed enough, there will be a point. You have to stand that ground.
What do you mean if we get pushed enough?
Huh?
How much more pushing do you
want? I don't know. For a lot of people to wake up, it seems like they got to push harder or something like that.
So that's my point. We have two examples of when the people didn't want to take it anymore. So you go back to slavery where blacks took their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then this example in Hong Kong, right now.
Yeah.
So like, when are we going to stop...
We're too divided.
I think that's the problem.
We're too divided. Some people want to be a part of the system, and then there's the ones of us that don't want to be a part of that. It's people fighting.
Some of them think they're left alone. They just want to be left alone because they feel like, hey, I'll survive till I die, and then you know this and this. We'll live within the system.
I feel like when it comes to us, it's like if it's not directly affecting me, I don't care.
Yeah,
like we don't have that,
and that's what we need to break down, man. That wall of saying like stop.
Yeah,
taking
I remember,
this individually and look at us as a people, as in one,
as a whole.
You know what I mean,
I remember you were that song, that Lupe Fiasco song, "Why Kill Yourself for No Reason," and I'm not sure exactly what he meant when he said that, but what I get from that, you know the song, right?
Which one?
The
is
song
this?
He did with Damian Marley, Kingdom.
No, I don't know if I heard it.
No reason. Yeah. Anyway, So and I think about that I think about that song every now and again. It's like, and what I get from when he says that line, why kill yourself for no reason? It's like, we don't, we could, well now, some of us, mm-hmm. especially since we're on mob mentality, some like gang members, for example, you know, you have Crips and Bloods just as an example.
Yeah.
And they're both black gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's so easy for
them to
for them to kill each other. Mm-hmm. Like we can't look at a brother or, we can't look at a brother, just for the gang example, we can't look at a brother and say, and see me. Like, I can't look, like, why can't we look at a brother and see yourself?
Yeah, Pac said that in Changes, man.
Yeah.
It should be so hard for you to pull a trigger if you're seeing yourself.
And I think he said that in a lot of other songs.
Right.
Right? Or any of these other
cultures. Yeah, they stand
like,
united.
Yeah. Like, if there's ill done to one, it's like,
well, that to could all be me. Of us,
and that's
man.
How blacks should be doing it. Like, if there's police brutality in the streets,
but it is
could be me.
Because when the cops,
so then we should stomp it out. As soon as Eric Garner got killed, we should have been burning shit down. We should have been burning buildings down, flipping cars, burning police stations down, everything. And I don't care how rowdy this sounds, that's what we should have been doing. Just so they know. That'll never happen.
But as
again.
You said,
and if it does, we burn more shit down.
People look at it like, "Hey, I got work in the morning. I got my bills to take.
I
got like
priorities,
you know,
man.
And that's what it is, man.
And I get that.
And it does.
I
keep
get it.
Yeah,
but
it could be you next day.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It could be me tomorrow.
So
if it happens to you, then I should be
to make the people
that
see
right
that,
away.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
So now
we need to get to that point. Yeah.
Yeah. So before we move on. Like, for the people that are listening now, like, I hope they would hold us to account for what we're saying right now, because the next time something happens, they're going to want to see us out there.
You're going to,
right? Yeah. So we can't just, it's not just enough, it can't be enough to just talk the talk. So I feel like there are a lot of groups, there are a lot of black groups out there, and I know that there are a lot of black folks that want change, that want to see something done.
Yeah.
But everybody's just stuck in the stage of wanting.
We need to actually step out and do.
So, we gotta get out there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I heard yesterday, I was driving from work to the office there, and I I was home to the office. That was Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday, and I caught just a little bit of this show on News Talk 1010. It was about 4:30. I've been listening to
it. Okay, so I put you anyway, shit. I slang your shit out.
Sure you did. I'll let you take that one. And so there's this show that was going on, and it caught my interest right away, because I heard two call-ins, and something was going on in, I think, BC, where they're trying to increase the budget for police, so that they could have more control over crime in the streets.
Okay.
And a lot of the call-ins, or the two call-ins that I actually heard, they were in support of that. But the host, who was a black guy, he was already frustrated. I guess he already got so many call-ins.
You talking about Desmond Cole?
I'm not sure. I've never heard the show before.
All right.
Shout out to unfortunately, Desmond Cole. I didn't get his name. So maybe that is. It's about 4:30
News Talk 1010? Yeah, Desmond Cole.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I heard his frustration. And just from listening to the two callers, I understood his frustration. And it got me thinking about something in Canada. And we're going to start speaking a little bit more about racism in Canada, because so far we've covered a lot in the States.
Yeah.
Right. Looking at the States, because we know eventually it'll start happening in Canada. Yeah.
A lot of stuff does happen in Canada.
Well,
it's just a little more low-key.
Here's why, in my opinion, Canada is worse. Because in the States, you know what you're dealing with. In Canada...
Yeah, it's a little more...
There's something that I heard on that show that got me thinking. And I remember a previous story where there's this woman that was fighting for a slave burial ground because they wanted to cover it up and build on top of it. And she was fighting for it. And she brought up a good point where Canada is constantly working to cover up their part when it comes to slavery.
In slavery, yeah.
They don't like talking about it.
Yeah.
And I got that again from that show where people... Canadians think, because he had a call that I missed, when and he repeated it again, where he's saying, you know, Canadians don't, like, white Canadians don't want to talk about racism because they think it's not as, like, we have bigger issues to deal with than racism. And I found that very, very odd and weird. And I know there's racism in Canada.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot more hidden.
I face that shit myself.
It's a lot more hidden down here than it is.
So I think that's something we really need to keep an eye on, because it's like a slow poison.
Yeah.
Right? Whites don't want to talk about it. And I feel like if you don't want to talk about it, you must be very guilty.
So what were, so tell me, like,
but wouldn't you want, like, I would rather keep them to shut up, wouldn't you? Like,
No.
Keep yourself and let us be.
Like, what would, so it must have been something specific. Like, would you hear? What did the caller say?
So the callers, they were, the calls were about police brutality. Sorry, not police brutality. There was some sort of a, the county, not county, BC, I think they wanted to fund police.
So increase police funding.
So that they're better equipped to handle
like, it'll crime. Give them more power in the streets.
Exactly. The problem with that is that's not how you deal with crime. You start from, like, why are people getting into criminal behavior in the first place? So what was interesting is that the two calls that I heard, the first one I heard, the white guy was saying that, you know, if these people are criminals, they're always going to be criminals.
Right.
That's the white mentality in Canada. If you are a criminal,
it depends what you.
Well, he was trying to phrase it so he doesn't say blacks are criminals.
He
didn't want to say that on the air, but that's pretty much what he was saying.
Okay.
These guys get involved, and they're always going to get involved in crime no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the first call I heard, and the second call was pretty much the same thing, because he's saying, he's supporting the increase.
The increase of, yeah, good. Yeah.
Oh, so he's supporting the increase for the police budget so that they could tackle crime in the streets. Like, the second caller that I heard was supporting that police force.
That would work against, because that'll give them more authority to come and attack us.
Yeah,
even
so they
more,
could do the
worse,
same
right?
shit that's
so,
going on in the States. That's that's the mentality of whites in Canada, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's because he talked about a bunch of the people running, you know, the politics in BC itself.
Right.
Fuck them politics.
And it's pretty much the same thing. Like, no one wants to talk about racism in Canada because they feel like it's not a big deal, even though they're all racist.
It comes out in
you see that remember that clip I sent you last week? Fucking politics. The one what's his name, man?
Man, we already talked about that.
I forgot his name, man. That
the alt-right shit?
The alt-right shit, man. Politics. Anyways, yeah, go on.
So here's the thing with that. So it's funny because the statement you made, you're talking about how over here it seems like we want to hide everything under the rug. Mm-hmm. But then you can see it come out when you have callers that call in like that. Because I listen to talk radio all the time, too. And sometimes when they're talking about a topic about crime and punishment, you hear these people start talking about, it's like...
I got to listen to this show.
Yeah, man. Why not deal with... Because what's the best way of avoiding somebody getting into crime?
You give them
all the options.
Prevention is probably the best strategy. Yeah. But prevention won't be the only thing. So obviously you got to... We have criminals. Mm-hmm. And before we go too far off topic, we have criminals. And obviously those criminals have to be dealt with. So you need some better laws too in terms of to avoid repeat offenders and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But if we prevent... with a child and provide them options, people that are in lower income, ensure that they have opportunities and options, maybe they won't find a need join a group. What do you mean?
Programming.
In white neighborhoods, they have really good programs.
I'm going to talk for like the misconfused ones or something like that, man. Because, I mean, there's criminals... Like, why? What would you consider a criminal?
What do you mean?
You see what I mean? Like, okay, that commits a crime. But what's a crime, though? It's something that fights against the law and against the system. Do you see where I'm going with this now?
No, I don't, but it's going against the system.
Now, to me, these laws that they put out here are bullshit sometimes. So some of these guys who kind of go against...
You know what I mean?
They go against the law.
You think it's like rebellion? In a lot of cases, man.
It all depends. Now, murder is murder. I can understand with murder is murder, man. But a lot of these criminals that have been put away... For petty shit.
I feel you.
So that's what I'm saying. When I look at it, and as you guys were talking about with these criminals and this, and I was like, man, it depends on what
but
they
see,
did.
I think that's part of the frustration with blacks. It's like, because you hear whites talk like this, and it's like...
That's what I'm hearing from that conversation.
Like,
right?
I don't like whites speaking from... Like you could admit... you're racist or you're very stereotypical or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But don't pretend that you understand what's going on with us because...
Well, they don't pretend that they understand. The problem is that because it doesn't happen to them and they don't experience it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist, right? Yeah. So...
Because they don't understand that side of...
They don't know what it's like
if you want
to,
be followed in a store for no reason.
Yeah.
By the employees in the store.
Okay, but even from a guy, let's say from a dude that's been trying to work all his life and the government just keeps taking stuff from him or, you know, he just gets screwed in the government, loses his job, this and that, and it's to, like, let's just say a non-black, right?
Okay.
Loses his job and it's unfairly, like, he got fired and this and that. Mm-hmm. This guy might turn to rob a store or turn to do something back, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say he does it to a white person because he's victimizing that person now, like, I hate you guys. You guys took away my life and... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not fair. And they decide to do something. The next thing you know, they're in jail. That's a crime. Mm. Okay. But I get from where he was coming from to say, you know, he's worked his ass off. She or he. You know what I mean? Mm. He's worked his ass off all his life. And this government just rapes you of everything. And they decide to turn against the law.
Well, so I think that's something that we all deal with. In terms of the government raping.
Because it sounds... Yeah. Wait. It kind of sounds like you're justifying criminal behavior.
Not all criminal behavior, but it just depends on what you would, what you see as a criminal. Right? So...
I don't... For the most part, in terms of most of the laws that we have here in North America, I can respect them. But I get what you're saying. You got to look at why people, why someone's doing what they're doing before they do it, right?
A lot of them are. Yeah,
I think someone has misunderstood to be really frustrated to kind of
to do certain things. Now, I guess murder is murder, but there may be a reason to why that person has done it.
No, I don't know. Listen, but so here on the BRT, we don't want to excuse certain types of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like we just want to get an understanding of. Why things happen, so we can come up with ideas and solutions.
Solutions, all right.
Yeah.
So, in
but that's
terms
why
of
when you said programs and that, I'm like, it all depends.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Because people get in. People like, let's say young blacks. Mm-hmm. If we're on the topic of mob mentality, so that'll play. If you don't have like, let's say you know your family's not home.
It happens with whites too.
So you're looking for, you get into certain crowd, and eventually it's possible for you to get into crime.
Not even possible, in most cases it does, depending on, right?
But, you know, if you have different avenues, like, because not everyone's interested in basketball. You might have a community center close by where you could go play sports. But maybe we need more options. I can agree, we do need more options.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to blacks, we learn differently. That's one thing that's actually a fact.
It is.
Like, we learn differently. So when you stick like me in school, I hated school. But I did go to school for the social aspect because I tried to be with my friends.
Yeah.
But I never, and you could ask my aunts and them, I don't study. I'm in class, I take my notes.
Yeah.
And that's as far as
As far as you go.
Yeah. But I always did well on my test and shit like that.
Yeah.
right.
So I like because I'm taking notes, I'm remembering the stuff that I do. And because I'm part of this discussions in class, I remember the content.
Right.
But after that's it.
So that structure of being in
it's
there
not
from
for
eight
all
to
of
three.
Us. Yeah, school is not
yeah.
for
it wasn't
not,
for you.
Yeah, it, no, no.
Yeah, and I get that. Yeah. So in terms of let's talk about how the mob mentality mm-hmm. affect us as blacks and some of the mm-hmm. examples actually. Mm-hmm. So we got to come back and we got to look at our the hip hop culture.
Yes,
yeah. actually.
That's got a big influence on a lot of this, man.
Oh, hell yeah, because we got new artists that pop up all the time, and we got new things that come out, and new terms, and all these different things, right?
Old heads up in this yeah. rhythm, man.
So if it's on a positive tip, like, I don't mind it, right? Like, yeah. If this, because let me ask you guys a question. Is there something wrong with following?
No. I've had this discussion with me and my wife too.
I think there is.
What do you mean you think?
You find that there's a problem with following?
Okay. Yeah.
How so?
Why can't you just be an individual? What do you mean?
Right.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from.
Like, I mean, because okay, we follow a lot of things. We follow a lot of distractions in society as it is right now. You follow trends.
Right.
What's in fashion choices, but yeah.
Better like what's in fashion in so many different ways.
Oh,
like
man.
If you see people walking in the streets now, everyone's pretty much wearing the same damn thing.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying
color.
To
yeah,
get to, but
yeah.
continue.
Like so we could be individuals. Like I don't think being an I don't think anyone is against you for being an individual, but for some reason we feel like we need to fit in.
Imagine that. I remember, sorry, just to cut this, like way back when I was younger, we used to do like the Bart Simpson. We used to paint Bart Simpson. This is here. We used to paint up our pants and stuff like that. I had a cousin who actually.
Bart Simpson?
Oh, man. I had a black Bart Simpson with a gold tooth painted on my pants. Like, we had all that, right? But, anyways, what I was going to say is I remember seeing this one kid and he had torn jeans and these, you know. Mm. Kids be like, this poor little motherfucker, like, you know. Get
oh, okay, okay,
here,
yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
And now what do you see on the streets?
Yeah.
People.
And the worst part about it is some of them don't even have tears in their, they just have no jeans. There's like a hole in the whole content.
Yeah. I always find that's strange to me. But back to the point where.
Following.
So that's what it is. So you have, so we got artists and famous artists and they, so here's what I think is going on. So. It's all about the money, right? Because you got a company with a product that reaches out to an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. So we want you to promote and sell this.
Mm-hmm.
So famous artists with influence
all
that
time.
Has many millions of followers, they start doing that. They start pushing that. They're pushing it to increase their pocketbooks. And
decrease ours?
Well, actually, that's what it does. Because we go out there and we buy whatever product that is.
Yeah.
And we run with it. So that's, I feel like the mob mentality is like, it's marketing strategies that a lot of these big multinational companies use. They know that it exists.
Yeah.
And
they feast off it and use that because it is a real thing. It is like in psychology, mob mm-hmm. mentality is a real thing. And it's known that an individual would act, you know, outside of himself, so to speak.
Yeah.
Depending on the crowd.
Yes.
Okay. And so I think what they're doing is they're making, you know, society a big crowd.
Yeah, and if they can get one person
trends
to promote
and,
whatever it is.
And they're doing that, you know, social media influencers like Instagram, people with a lot of followers and Instagram, a lot of followers and Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're paying these people too. So it's more than music, right?
Yeah.
We see it happen in politics.
Oh, yeah.
A lot, right? We see it happen in religion.
The biggest group.
I really believe.
In so many.
I almost want to say that's exactly where this mob mentality, like we're all gangs, all groups, all whatever started with religion.
I actually think it's
a
split. I don't think it's just.
I was saying before, I used to think that it was just that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But I'm seeing there's a lot more to it than. I mean, religion plays a very big.
Religion is part mob mentality. I think a small part mob mentality, mm-hmm. but I think it's mostly just tradition.
Tradition,
my opinion. When I think when I thought about it, that I don't think it's, because I know some people class like superstition as part of mob mentality, but I don't think that's accurate. I think another like
Most superstitions are are taught and
passed down
and passed down. But in terms of think about why people join groups. Like, what are the reasons for joining a group, right?
To belonging, you see some of them
right.
Also, if family. If they see, yeah, people like when I was saying family, like
similarities.
Yeah, but sometimes it's if you have a certain interest and you see that they have that interest and you decide, I'm going to follow along with this, right?
And so overall, in general, like there's nothing wrong with being in a group because, think about it, the three of us are in a group because, you know.
That's where it starts, man. That, like, you do need to be in groups in order to kind of keep.
Well,
but.
I would find.
Continue.
No, I said in order to keep things going, like no matter what your focus is, if you have an idea and it's like you want to get that idea out there, whatever, whether it's good or bad, and you have, let's say, three other people or two other people that join this, you know what I mean? And they see along what you see and they're promoting that or they're going along with that. And then it gets larger and it just spreads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I find that you do, in a sense... When you do want to get things across to people, groups are the best way to do it because you have conversation, no matter whatever it is, right? And you bring people together to actually share, put their ideas to a table and see where you can go with it.
Yeah, no doubt. Right? So here's my, like, let's say a little 15-year-old kid is listening to us right now, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're caught up in, you know, they got a group of friends or a group of people that that are doing whatever it is, whatever the case may be, right? And so my advice to somebody, so let's say, and you don't feel comfortable with what that group of people are about to do or are doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's just okay.
Pull yourself out of it.
It's okay to feel that way and just step back,
Sorry, you go?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
I think, I actually, in my experience, people, I think there's a fear of going contrary to the group.
Yeah,
I was gonna get
because you stick out.
But in my experience, I've actually been respected for not running with the crowd. Like in growing up, going to school in Guyana, there are always the popular groups, the popular guys and popular girls and stuff like that. And the funny thing is...
So my group, yeah.
Yeah, so his group. So the popular, the well-known all across school. I found myself in a weird situation where I was cool, I was good with the popular guys, but I never ran with them. So we're cool, like, we'll say hi to each other, we'll chill for a bit, talk for a bit, and then I'm gone. Because my friends were actually a little bit more nerdy than the popular group. But I'm right in between the two. Even I don't run with the popular group, but
I've seen that,
we're cool with them. Like, I'm always cool with them. No problems, nothing like that. But I never ran. Like, so they'll get themselves involved in certain things, and I was like,
you're actually
respected.
For sure.
It depends on what groups you join to. Because when you're looking at it, when you're talking about gangs now, there's those initiations. Some of them may do it. There's those initiations, right?
I'm saying don't.
Because but people like that are few and far between because
they don't join.
But I never joined.
The way he described
it. Like, I'm cool with the popular group, but I never joined it.
Yeah, the way he described himself, it was the way he's saying is that, like, you're just being a dynamic and a dynamic individual.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel the need to belong in one group. You just want to be a person that could get along with anybody. And I feel like that's an example for
It is.
That's for
some of those young ones who don't really get that choice, though, because
from seeing some people. So I know what Steven's saying. So depending on what neighborhood you're in.
Yeah. It's like if you don't join, you basically get put to the curb kind of thing. Like, they'd be like, no, you got to sign or don't sign, basically.
Yeah. Nobody wants to
if you get what I'm saying when I say sign, don't sign. Yeah. No, but sometimes you get caught up. You know what I mean? Like, when you have a friend that's in there, and then you get caught up, and it's like, hey, and for some people, they do.
You bury that uncomfortable feeling.
But you don't expect. And you know what? okay, speaking from my experience too, there's been gangs where they say there's gangs and there's initiations, where I never joined no initiation. I was like, I'm not getting into that gang thing. Mm. But from chilling with the guys that I know, the moment you stop chilling, there's a problem. Because then they're looking at it like, yo, hey, what's this kid up to? Like, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I don't know if they seen you as a part of their crew, regardless you didn't get initiated, and then you have problems. Because now when you're trying to step away, it's like, yo, bro, you don't just step, you know, too much.
So what are you saying? Roll with them because you don't want
no problems? It's a hard choice sometimes, man. Like, you would have to really make a decision.
So it's a hard choice once you're already part of that group. But what about for the kid that doesn't want to join that group?
That's what I'm saying.
That's feeling the pressure to join that group.
Like, but they can feel the pressure from that. I would say still don't join if you have a choice. But then sometimes kids don't really have a choice. I've seen where kids don't have a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Who got pulled in and really, like, actually one of my friends got joined in a crew. And I was kind of like, yo, like, what's good? And he was basically out of fear.
Yeah, yeah. Some people join groups because they got family members already in that group.
Whatever it is.
They got close cousins or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I see where you're coming from. But in terms, for the most part, would you say most people don't have a choice, or
no? There's people who have choices. I'm just talking about from the others that don't have a choice, right? Because
I don't think
we're talking to everybody. You know what I mean? And there is some kids where it's like, I feel for you because.
So here's where I disagree with you. I agree that there might be some pressure to stay.
It's a tough choice.
And not to if you leave you know, it might send some
sort
of a message.
That's if you join, yeah, like you were saying, yeah.
But in terms of getting into it, I feel like most people have a choice.
They do have a choice.
They should or shouldn't.
They do have a choice. It's just some of them get bullied up with fear.
Yeah, well, because of the group mentality, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah. That consumes them, and then it's like, all right, so all my people are doing this, so I gotta get in here. So,
but I've never been for gangs either, man. I would advise everybody, you stay away if you can.
Nah, but hold on, though.
If you can.
What gangs are today, you mean? Because remember, you know what CRIP stands for, right?
Yeah.
Community Revolution in Progress.
Yeah. That's not how some of them act, though. But so, yeah.
Well, yeah.
The origins.
Yeah. So it was, it's funny because the way they started is what we're trying to do right now in terms of building a community and standing up for our people. You know what I mean? And and look where they are now. So. Yeah.
So we're getting there, you say? No.
Hey, bro, like, no, we're not.
PRT gang.
Yeah, man.
Nah, we're just, hey, this is episode 14. People know what we're trying to do. But if you're new and this is your first episode,
that's it.
Hey,
Black
like, we're trying to build a community, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to stand up for the community. We're trying to protect the community. And we're trying to do whatever it takes for us to succeed and strive.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, and, yeah, so, like, we're going to make sure that we stay on that course.
Yes.
And but once things get bigger and people start joining, that's where, you know, cuz there's going to be difference of opinions and
that was going to be one of my talking points in this, cuz I was, you know, we could talk about how we could use mob mentality for greater good.
Yeah.
But then would there be aspects of that where you'll have like, can you control that without, like, how can you control that? Like, because let's say you have something good going. Let's say a protest.
Okay.
Right? And it's for, you know, it's for the good. It's to stop, you know, it's to get Canadians to talk about, white Canadians to talk about racism, because that's something they don't want to do. So let's say it's something like that. Now, how do you keep that on the path of good? Because
all minds get together.
And not let it get out of hand? Or
sometimes you'll have... Because I know in the States, the police do it, where you'll have a peaceful protest. You have a peaceful protest, but then it's been reported that the cops would incite violence, and then that mob mentality would click in again. So you'll have people behaving rowdy. And the cops, police, actually starts that.
Right.
So they understand mob mentality. So how do we control a mob mentality situation and keep it for the greater good and not have something like that?
It'll
happen.
Be hard with this government working against us, man.
So keep.
We've seen a
like
lot.
Like stay the course, so to speak.
We've seen a lot where they've put like little people in between. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all the great good.
It's been reported on in the States a lot. Yeah. And I would be surprised
isn't that,
if it happens.
That's
here,
to me personally. That's kind of what, the way I think of it, it's kind of what happened between that whole Biggie and Tupac story and that stuff like that, man.
Yeah,
I feel
just,
it was a lot in between that, right?
Yeah, it's so they could point of. It's I feel like it's so that whites could distance themselves. And just point a finger and, you know, these guys can't be helped or you know, they're and that's and from the radio show that I mentioned earlier, it seems like whites buy into that because they're already pointing the finger at blacks and you can't help these guys. These guys are criminals naturally. Like whites actually believe that blacks are naturally criminals.
They just call us criminals because they're afraid we're gonna come and rob them of their stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that we believe they don't deserve.
Well, they are generally scared, so.
They are. I don't know where he's going with that. So. I don't know what the hell that was. So we might have a criminal in our midst.
Nah.
So to his point. Because of this skin tone right here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We are feared.
You know what I thought of? You'll have a mostly black community, and you'll have a few whites living there.
Yeah.
And you'll find that even those whites that's in the same community that understands what's going on in that community, you know, that sees the lack of community programs, stuff like that, that kids could get into, the possibility that we could turn this to, into something positive. Like we could get better going in the community. You see whites in these communities and they'll still distance themselves and point fingers at blacks.
Yeah.
Even though they could easily see what's going on because they're living right in the community.
Yeah.
And you see examples of that too. So I think you're right, O'Neill, with the whole fear thing. Like they just naturally fear blacks and anything that they could do to point a finger and distance themselves. And these guys are bad. Maybe let's just get rid of them or something.
Right.
Even though it's too late for that.
Yeah. No. There's no
I think you said too before, half of their kids.
Yeah, we'll be
are pretty much half black nowadays. Yeah. But anyways,
we'll be running the world before they can ever get rid of us.
I think
or even think about getting rid of us.
Yeah.
They're running this system.
I think you know what?
It'll break.
I don't think any racist white would actually be listening to this podcast, but if you are, I think you have a fertility issue to deal with.
Yeah.
I think you should pay attention to it. Because if you try to kill blacks, you don't have enough time. We're going to fight back, and you're going to keep having a fertility problem. So you're fighting two fights. So maybe you should just focus on, because the drugs aren't working anymore. You know, fertility clinics, the drugs aren't working anymore. Right.
I heard
there's been a steady
that,
decline since 2014.
Yeah.
And I know this for a fact. So I feel like, instead of trying to kill us, shouldn't they be dealing with that? Should they can't have kids anymore?
Yeah, because there's nothing with preserving your own race. Like, I'm cool with that. But as soon as you try to bring the fight to us, because if you're trying to preserve your own race by demonizing and killing everybody else,
if they kill us off, they can't survive.
So what's gonna happen? Let's say they succeed in killing us off, then
that's
Earth is
gonna
be empty because they're gonna die eventually.
That's what I'm saying. They can't survive.
I don't get the stupidity, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's all
meanwhile, silly. They're here. They just want to, I guess, live comfortably while they're here.
No,
until
they want to survive. I understand. Whites wanting to preserve their race, like you said. I understand them wanting to be here.
Because
they
know
you know, your lineage is important to you.
Yeah.
Right? I get that.
Yeah, but not at the detriment.
Killing everyone else, what's going to happen? You're going to kill everyone else, and then what? Who are you going to... How are you going to
then start killing themselves? What do you mean?
But they started that shit a long time already, too. They even turned on themselves at times, man.
But yeah, okay, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Moving on. took a turn there.
Yeah, I took a hard left right there.
Yeah,
that was a Yui. But now we're bringing it back. Let's steer this shit back up.
Yeah, so, my mentality. No, we're good.
Yeah, so, like we said, so based on the conversation that we've been having, there's obviously a lot of benefits of joining a group. Mm-hmm. So here's my thing. My thing is not... I don't want to tell people, you know what, don't join a group, because we all we're in a group right now because of we share similar interests and we have a goal. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's when you if you feel that you're going to be compromising yourself for that group and for something that you don't believe in that group is doing, maybe think twice about that.
I mean, if you have choice, why would you stay in a group if you feel
that's what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So if it would be the right to pull out at that time, right?
Okay, let me put a different perspective to this. What about how do you avoid not being yourself in a situation where let's say it's a sports thing. And, you know, after, you know, your team won, everybody's hype. You know, it happened in Toronto not too long ago. You guys finally won a fucking game. Championship. and look at the big ass career downtown.
I think is it the U.S. Opens? That's tennis, right?
Or whatever. Yeah.
It's Serena. So she lost there. The Canadian one.
We were up in strong, yeah.
That's yeah. You know what I mean? So we got another Canadian up in there. So
that's right. You know?
Whatever, man. See, mob mentality right here. We all of a sudden.
did I say it?
Nah, fuck all that shit. I actually played tennis, bro. I'm a tennis fan.
We won.
I've tried that shit. Can never
I'm
get
not
it.
Not interested in tennis, and we didn't.
Hey, man,
shit.
I'll be playing tennis. Don't get it twisted. So. Yeah.
He's back into tennis now. My mentality.
I've been into tennis. Calm down, cuz.
But yeah, so how do you come to grips? Like, how do you, because mob mentality is kind of like running with the crowd,
right?
In a moment.
So hold on. Before I think I know where you're going. So. To flip the script on what I just said about knowing when to pull out when you're not comfortable with what the group is doing, to flip that, if for what we're trying to do right now, I think that in terms of your individual, so there's a group mentality where what's best for the group and for what we're trying to do as a group.
Okay.
Trumping your individual, because like you said earlier, Stephen, people are busy and people have their own lives.
Yeah.
But in order for something to get done,
yeah,
you got to put the groups. You have to prioritize what's good for the cumulative over your individual needs, right? So it could go both ways. So sometimes you got to, you know, put what's best for the group, because for us right now, what we're going to need, we're going to need people to buy in, and how else are we going to come together, right? We're going to need to come together, and maybe you're going to have to sacrifice some time. Maybe you can't go partying five times a month. Maybe just go partying three times a month, two times a month, and join some groups and join some rallies. Yeah. So there's situations where you're going to have to do what's best for the greater good for the entire group.
Yeah,
I do believe in that too.
I think that goes for the even the bigger picture of Black unity in general. I think because that's where we want to get to.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Blacks everywhere, putting themselves first. And if you're putting yourself first, then you're putting your brother and your sister first.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we want to get to, like us having that pride in our race. Because I think there's a lot to be prideful about when it comes to Black people.
Oh yeah,
like there's a lot to love about yourself.
When you learn a lot more about your history,
I think that's part of the problem.
That's you know you would, because there's a lot of things. Honestly, since I've been researching a lot on Black history, I do look at school and be like, what the fuck were they really showing me in there, man?
Yeah.
And that's I think. For me, that's kind of why I didn't have that interest in school, because they weren't really giving me anything
you can't relate
to really relate
to. Yeah, exactly.
To, right?
Like, I don't think parents think about this. Like, we send our kids to a Eurocentric school that, you know, we've seen enough evidence that we're hated by Europeans in general, the system. And of course, I know there's individuals. I said this before. I know there are some individuals that are not fully racist. I generalize out of protection to secure my damn self. Yeah. But anyway, not to digress. So
no footsies.
We said what the fuck?
So my foot's all the way up my size. You're long ass. Okay, go on. Go on.
Guys play footsie. What the fuck is this? So yeah, I don't think we don't think about it. Like, we send our kids to Eurocentric school, and one of the things that happens is, you know, you send a black child to Eurocentric school, and when you look at what's going on in school, when you look at the heroes that they teach you about, the greats that they teach you about in school, they're all white.
Yeah, we can't relate to that.
Right? No, yeah. So how do we expect a kid to come go through all that and still have love for self at the end of
and
it?
When they're not being taught
anything about themselves whatsoever.
That's what I mean.
And when they are taught about African history, they're taught about slavery.
Well, this is
and
how.
They only usually get like a month.
We do it.
Family
right?
needs to do it.
We
family
do it.
Needs to
by
be
family.
Like
that's
we need to be on it. Like
I
we need
100%
we need to prioritize teaching our kids their history and their true history. Our slavery is not our history.
No.
Our history is richer than if
hey man, grab
if
me.
Our kids
our history was before
if
slavery.
Well,
slavery
well,
was just
was
a little
say.
Yeah. Man.
If our kids learn our history,
yeah.
The world is going to change because we're going to be wondering, well, why are we going backwards?
Yeah.
And that's
because
what we need. That's what
democracy.
We need them to see.
We
had
perfect.
Oh, hell
and you
yeah.
know, I saw, I maybe I shouldn't speak on homosexuality.
Yeah, I don't think you should. So for those that are listening that can't see what I'm doing right now, I'm holding up this book, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone listening right now, go get a copy of this book. It's called The Destruction of Black Civilization.
Yes.
Great issues of a race from 4,500 BC to 2000 AD.
Yes.
This will teach you a lot
book.
About
very,
Africa
very powerful
by Chancellor Williams.
Yeah. And if that's not enough, read what the early explorers, the early white, like Romans and Greeks that went into Africa, read what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the earliest ones, they weren't as biased as now, as the ones that you have now.
Right.
If you read the really early ones, like Herodotus and these guys, they're actually honest about what they saw in Africa. Like the moral character of these people. They speak on that stuff. Perfect societies. They speak on that. So why did we have a perfect democracy then and we have this bullshit that we have now?
Yeah.
But the problem is that you see, with this, you'd have to know where to go and supply that for yourself or a thing, right? Because in school, I know that's what we're doing here, but in school, half of these kids ain't gonna know about it because they're gonna know about Christopher Columbus.
Homeschool your kids, put them onto the podcast, let them listen to this shit.
It's up to us, man. Remember, folks, The Destruction of Black Civilization, one of the best books I've ever read.
Chancellor Williams,
and,
the author.
I can't wait to read it again because it's been a year.
It's re-educating myself now on life. Before, I was like, just lost. I was just one of those kids in the street, man. You know, I never took stuff seriously.
Now that
I'm in reading, and I've been told this by somebody before, like, oh, you were given books before and you never really took. I was like, I didn't really have an interest
in
reading.
Yo.
And they were not upset, but they were like, but why now? All of a sudden that you're reading every day, you're reading. And I'm like, look at the material I'm reading. Mm-hmm. I found an interest in something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now it's educating me about.
You know, maybe we should do an episode where we talk about ancient Africa.
What do you mean, maybe? my son.
I mean, soon.
This is a podcast.
Okay,
yeah, we can bring
soon,
it up very soon then. Very soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, yeah, yes. Eventually we'll get to that.
What
are
you talking about? You know how many people
soon.
I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Yo, Queen Anne Nzinga, the greatest African queen to ever live.
Yes.
I learned about her in this book.
Yeah.
And hell yeah, we're talking about Queen
I'm
going to
learn
Nzinga.
About her soon, man.
Y'all kidding me? Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll do an episode. So... And for anyone that's listening, if you have kids that might be able to sit down and listen.
We'll cut the swearing down.
Yeah, that'll be in it.
We didn't swear much today.
Well, they need to learn, man. Listen.
Yeah, probably
kids
not.
Will pick that shit up no matter where they go.
Yeah, they'll learn swearing.
No matter where
anything,
they go.
Anything. Music videos now. They,
true.
You're gonna let
I mean, it's not like we're sitting on this podcast saying, yo, nigga.
Well, he just did, but
you know. You know, I'm just giving you a dump, right? But you ain't getting all that from us. But... You know, it comes as natural as it comes. We speak.
They'll
from
be
our
exposed
hearts.
To it anyways.
We
won't be cussing them out, but they might hear some words. But
they're gonna hear some of that, but they'll get quality content.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not like we're not trying to say we're teachers. We're just sharing some of the stuff that we've learned.
That we've learned so mm-hmm. far. Yeah.
And so that's how we do. We start with
that definition
from
of
the
a
home.
Teacher, though.
Yeah. Well,
It's a definition of a teacher, man. Yeah. You spread the knowledge, but we got to spread it. That's what should be. Yeah. That's should what be a teacher does. You know what I mean? We should be teaching. But from our point of views and what we see in life.
Yeah, we're sharing what we learned, man. We learned some shit.
We share it.
And we tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
That's about it, man. We ain't.
Ancient Africa and Black Roots.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Black Roots, for sure.
Black Roots.
So, like, that's to come. Like, maybe we should, but no. Yeah, stuff like that is coming for sure. Because there are, back in all the dynasties in Africa, which I learned about in this book, by the way.
Again.
Chancellor didn't pay me to promote this, but he didn't need to because there's a lot of gems in here. So, yes, there's different types of, even talk about like one of the dynasties or something like that, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we could have a multi-part.
Yeah. Yeah, this podcast is going to be going forever.
Yeah, man, it's going to go viral, man. We're going to be all over different topics, man.
Whether it goes viral or not, we'll be doing this forever.
No.
We'll be doing this
forever. It will be. It will be going viral.
All right, that's our marketer right there. You heard it. All right, man. So, yeah, I think this this was number 14. I like the way number 14 went.
Yeah, we're right. A bit all over the place, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, we kept it... cool a little bit. Yeah, I don't think I have to do a takeaway because I think based on what I said earlier, people probably got where I'm coming
just
from and what my takeaway
right is.
Man.
Just try to pick the right group for yourself.
You don't have to be a part of a group.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. I think that's important to teach.
And
kids,
even if you are part of a group,
be yourself in that group.
There you go. You can be an individual in that group and you don't have to conform.
Maybe you're hanging with
your
group.
I'm not saying that when you're in a group, you have to think as one. Because to me, a group, you get different ideas
all
together.
Yeah, you benefit,
benefit
more when
so
people
that's,
are
that's the definition of group to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That of a good group. Meaning, yeah. Right?
Actually, that's a talking point that we should have probably brought up earlier.
Yeah. You different perspective and... And
You contribute more to the group by being an individual within that group.
Within that group.
Because otherwise, you're just in a cult.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to be cultish. You want to be an individual and contribute.
And contribute. Yeah.
Based
exactly.
on your individuality.
Yes, sir.
Depending on what that group is.
Like,
so,
Dane thinks cults are, you know, sports and religion.
I think cults are, religion and
sports and
we'll
stuff.
Get
like
to
yeah,
that.
There's different types of cults.
Yeah,
there's lots of different types of cults.
Ain't nothing wrong with religion. You understand that? In Jesus' name.
All right, so with that...
Wait, hold on. You made me remember something when you said in Jesus' name. Hold on. Wait, you know what I was thinking of early today? I was thinking about that same thing, in Jesus' name.
Okay.
And I was wondering... The fuck are you guys laughing at? I was wondering if...
Go on, I want to see where you get with this, man.
Well, here, so... I remember... we all know this. We talked about this before. Where you know someone does something for you, and you say thank God. Like something goes wrong,
God,
and then there's a bunch of Christians in their houses, kneeling down and asking God to fix
for
it. And then there's actual people going out and fixing it, and then they see it fixed, and they say thank God, and they think that their prayer worked. And maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. But in Jesus' name, when you pray for something. You're in a you're in the physical realm, and you pray for something, whether it's spiritual or material.
Right.
You say in Jesus' name, but you're physical because of your mother. So why not say
in your mother's name? You know what?
Why not say call your mother's name? Oh, because
you're one true God.
She's the gateway. Yeah, well, she is the gateway. So if you believe in the spiritual and the physical, then. Your mother is the gateway. She's why it was possible for you to be in the physical in the
right.
first place. So anything you're asking for in this physical, shouldn't it be
it's,
in her
it's possible
name?
Because of her.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to this fictional
character.
I'm sorry, this Messiah? Or?
And with that, run the fuck out.
Yeah, we're going to be getting to that.
Peace, y'all.
We'll
see y'all in 15.
Yeah, trying to run us off. Later! Thank you.